Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome to the September 21st edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here coming to you from behind the microphone in the dynamic 4R Studios in beautiful St. Augustine, Florida. I got to tell you, I'm just so pumped that you're hanging out with us this week. And we got a great show for you today. You know what? Great shows are the constant here at Servant Warrior Radio. Now, if this is your first time listening to the program, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. If you're listening to us on Truth Talk 630 AM 630 out of St. Louis, man, we are so glad that you're hanging out and so glad you're listening to Truth Talk 630. I encourage you to visit servantwarriorradio.com, and there you can access all the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, if you're listening to us via the web, either through servantwarriorradio.com or truthtalk630.com, that's outstanding. Now, you got to make sure that you add servantwarriorradio.com and truthtalk630.com to your favorites. Right up there on the favorites bar, click add. Make sure you add those two sites to your favorites bar, and especially servantwarriorradio.com, because, man, you can access the programs 24/7, 365 days a year. It is open every day for your convenience. Now, today and for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be hanging out at a place literally that has something for everybody. That would be an amusement park. Now, I know exactly what you're thinking. Searcy, man, that sounds great. But, dude, this is radio. You know, no offense, man. It's just not enjoyable listening to the sights and sounds of an amusement park. Now, listen, I get you. I understand exactly what you're saying, but we're going to be hanging out there anyway. And I can tell you, you're going to get more out of it than you think. Now, today we're going to talk about the true mainstays, the absolute staples and stalwarts at any amusement park. Those would be roller coasters and carousels. And I really believe in my heart that after today, you're going to look at them a little bit differently. Now, next week is going to be just as good. And we're going to talk about those things at amusement parks and at carnivals and all those places where we like to go. And those things that we have an extreme love-hate relationship with, those would be called carnival games. And those things that take our money and leave us empty-handed so often. Now, I can assure you, you're definitely going to look at those things different after next week. Now, if there are any carnival folks out there, I mean folks whose livelihood is derived from the carnivals and things, I love you guys, respect you more than you know. You are truly appreciated as you bring smiles to so many people. I just wanted to thank you, and I'm certainly not saying anything against the carnival games or anything like that. I just want you to know that up front, because you guys do great stuff. And I tell you what, I love hanging out at the carnival. Of course, I say all that as long as there's a funnel cake stand at your carnival. Otherwise, man, you're in trouble. But anyway, don't miss next week. Definitely hang out with us next week. Now, I got to tell you, if you missed the show last week, go check out servantwarriorradio.com and go to the site anyway and watch the video that's up there, the short couple of minute segment that I did from the Mud Crusade in Atlanta last Saturday. And I got to tell you, it was outstanding. As mud runs go, I'd give it about a 7.5 on a scale of 1 to 10 for muddiness. It was a true cross-country course with obstacles and mud. And they built it right outside of Atlanta Motor Speedway. And it was a great course. But man, we did a lot of running. I know you're saying, well, Searcy, it was a 5K. It's a mud run. You know, you're going to do some running. But my beautiful wife and I did the Rugged Maniac here in Jacksonville last February. And it was less just pure running. It was a lot more obstacles and same mud, but just less running. But it was a great, great time. But go to servantwarriorradio.com. Watch the video, because I give some very helpful tips on how to maneuver through some of the various obstacles that you might find on a mud run. So you definitely got to go. And we're also slated to run the Mud Crusade here in Jacksonville in December of this year. So if you're in the area, we'd love for you to join us. Also, if there's a mud run going on near you. I mean, they do these things all over the place. They're called Tough Mudder, Mud Crusade, Rugged Maniac. I mean, the names go all over the place because there's always some type of, quote, mud run happening all over. And if you want to do it, and you want to support Servant Warrior, if you want to sport the gear, if you want to wear some of the Servant Warrior shirts and go out and get in the mud, man, and just, you know, promote Servant Warrior, I want you to email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. I'd love to send you some of the gear and even come out. And we'll bring the show, we'll bring the microphones, and we'll record the show there at the run. We'll get you on the show. We'll talk. It'll be a blast. And if you have never done a mud run, you definitely got to do one. Hey, listen, I've got to take a quick break. When we return, I'm going to talk about another subject that is very, very dear to my heart, and that is coaching, especially coaching youth sports. Hey, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Like to hang out on the edgy side of Christian talk? You found the right place. That's Servant Warrior Radio. Every Friday morning, 6 a.m. on St. Louis's own AM 630 and 24/7 at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show. We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Cercian. Before the break, I told you I was going to talk about in this segment something that is very, very dear to my heart. And it's also something that I take very seriously and that I wish others would take seriously as well. Now, I'm talking about coaching, especially coaching youth sports. Now, before we get into that, I've got to tell you that it does my heart good. Not only it does my heart good on one side and it absolutely breaks my heart on another, but when I hear coaches suspending, even expelling players from teams that have broken the rules. I mean, just this year, Les Miles, the Mad Hatter at LSU, kicked Tyrann Mathieu, also known as the Honey Badger, off the team for violating team rules. Now, listen, there's no reason to go any deeper into the story, but Mr. Mathieu was arguably the best, if not one of the top three best football players in the country. And his team, the LSU Tigers, were preseason ranked number one. I mean, his dismissal from the team absolutely, no doubt, impacted his team. But I'm so glad that Coach Miles disciplined him. I'm so glad that he sent a message that regardless of how good of a ball player you are, there are rules that we all have to follow and that there are consequences that result from the decisions that we make. I mean, I hope that kids across the country, hope athletes of every age took note, but more importantly, I hope that parents used that example as well as other examples throughout, predominantly in college sports, where the coaches disciplined their players and, you know, suspended them from games and some even removed them from the team because of their actions, because we have to show the future generations that are coming up, those generations of athletes that are coming into their own, that they're responsible and they're accountable for their actions and that there are consequences for their decisions and that nobody is above the rules. And so to the coaches, Les Miles, the other college coaches, the coaches that are certainly setting that example, thank you, Coach. Thumbs up. Fist pumps to you. Hey, listen, I want to get back to youth sports. Now, I'm sure that many of you listening to the show have had some type of experience, either growing up or even, you know, now with a coach. Now, maybe, you know, it was when you were playing, could very well be when a coach was coaching your kids, and you could very well be a coach right now. If you are, you are who I want to talk to for a second. And could I talk to you? I want to ask you something. What is your primary goal as a coach of youth sports? Now, I no need to answer this out loud, but I do want you to answer it to yourself honestly. If your answer is to win ball games, can I ask you to rethink that? Can I share a couple of things with you just that may have an impact on changing your mind? As coaches, believe it or not, we have an incredible influence on the kids that we coach. We have an unbelievably important responsibility of setting an example that oftentimes is more powerful and influential than the one the child's parents actually set. I mean, I've seen kids be lifted to the heavens with the words of encouragement from a coach, and I have seen the countenance and esteem of a young player absolutely plummet to the lowest depths from the brow beating that the youngster took, because instead of getting the lead runner out at third, he threw it to first and allowed a run to score. The kids that we have the incredible blessing and responsibility to coach are sponges, and they hang on every word you and I and other coaches say. Trust me, they will listen to you before they'll listen to their own parents. And as a parent and a coach, I see that absolutely every single day. As coaches, we have the opportunity to prepare these kids for a life outside of sports, to build them up and praise them for effort, and to hold them accountable for their actions while encouraging them to be the young men and women God has created and called them to be. Coach, if you will focus more on helping and building young men and women of character and sportsmanship by setting an example that they can follow, and less on winning the game, you will be absolutely blown away and amazed how quickly the latter happens because of the former. And I got to tell you, this is coming from somebody who hates to lose more than anyone on the planet. I mean, I just cannot stand to lose. It is not in my DNA. But I have to accept that if I've been given the gift of coaching as you, it is our responsibility to use that gift for God's glory and use it for the kids that we get to coach. Coach, build them up. Don't tear them down. And never forget that every player has incredible potential, regardless of how well they play today. You just never know how important hitting that one foul ball actually was to a young guy who didn't touch the ball at all season, who more than anything wanted to quit but didn't because you wouldn't let him. That foul ball, insignificant to so many other people, meant everything to him, and it could very well be what brings him back because you had faith in him when no one else did. That's the impact you can make as a coach. Hey, I've got to take a break, but when we come back, not only are we going to get into the message roller coasters and carousels, but I'm going to give you a research finding and statistic that is going to blow you away and definitely give you a leg up when you're hanging out with guys and one-upping each other with trivia bombs. Hey, listen, go grab some Java, but make sure you're back in 60. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Show them how we blow this pop. Let's make it hot. The shotgun with the body rock. So the party stops. It's time to take it up a notch. Keep it locked for the headbangers in the parking lot. Here we come, if you're ready or not. No time to talk, cause we on the clock. Bringing that to your block. Let me show you where we coming from. And don't stop from LA to New York. Show me what you... This goes out to We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your radical tour guide and carnival master, Jeff Cercian. We're wrapping up the summer, you know, but fall is close. But you know what? It's not as close as I'd like. I mean, I dig the fall. I like the spring, but I really like the fall. And no, it's not just because of college football. Of course, that does play into it. But, you know, everything's changing. I mean, you know, I'm in Florida now, you know, I miss the crispness of the air and the mountains. I miss the leaves changing and all the colors and all that stuff. And, hey, my sensitive side is rearing its ugly head. So I hear, stop the madness. But anyway, you know, one of the things that we often identify with the fall are fairs and carnivals. Now, I don't know about what happens up north, but down south, fall means carnivals, and it means fairs, and it means all kinds of big shindigs out at the fairgrounds, at schools. I mean, all over the place, we have all these types of fall festivals. Now, you know, we go to these things and we see all these rides that are running around and, you know, the barrel rides and the little roller coasters. But I got to tell you, I don't have the most faith in the rides that are taken down and put back together 150 times a year. I mean, come on. How many times can you have parts left over when you get done putting something together? I mean, come on, guys. Let's be honest. You know, how many times do we have to do that before the screaming Banshee coaster is just plain unsafe? I mean, hey, just saying. But anyway, I don't want to talk bad about the carnival guys. I'm very grateful to them. I love hanging out at the carnival. And over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about that which is very near to my heart. I mean, growing up, Just outside of Atlanta, my summers were just chock full of sports and frequent trips to Six Flags over Georgia. I mean, I was blessed to grow up just a few miles from the park, and I remember watching every night during the summer the fireworks from the end of my driveway. I mean, I could literally walk out, take a look on the left, and watch the fireworks from my driveway. And I remember, you know, at night I could hear the whistle of the train that circles the park to this day. And, you know, and of course that, a lot of that's changed now. You can't see the fireworks and you can't hear the train whistle. But one thing that still hasn't changed and never will, and that's the thrill of the ride. Now, over the years, rides have come and rides have gone there at Six Flags and across the country. I mean, I remember days of Thunder River and Log Flume and, you know, the Dahlonega Mine Train, which just jerked you about, ripped you, gave you a whiplash. The Mind Bender, which was, you know, when it came to Georgia, was the first triple loop roller coaster in the country. You know, they had the wheelie, was just this incredible wheel that just went ridiculously fast and made everybody sick. You had the Gasp, which was a 150-foot drop in a seated parachute. I mean, it was cool. Yeah, bumper cars and so many others. And while the advancement of technology and imagination has brought all types of rides and attractions to amusement parks across the country and really around the world, two standards remain at every amusement park. Those are roller coasters and carousels. Now, I think you'll have to agree with me that no matter where you go across our country, whether it's an amusement park, a fair, a carnival, hey, even some birthday parties, you'll find roller coasters and carousels. I mean, why? Because people love them. That's why. I mean, take my family, for instance. My wife loves carousels. Me? I like roller coasters along with my boys. But you know what? It's different strokes for different folks. Now, but when we apply the nature of the two rides to the subject of the differences in believers' walk with Christ, their differences, both the rides and the believers, couldn't be more applicable to each other. Now, I know you might be a little bit confused. That's okay. We're going to clear this up, and it's going to come really clear very soon. Now, what's the first thing that pops in your head when I say roller coaster? Maybe scary, exhilarating, exciting, fast. I know some of you even say dangerous, even unsafe. What about when I say carousel? What comes to your mind? Maybe words like peaceful and slow and safe, maybe even boring, might pop into your head. Now, listen, in all fairness, I really want to speak to the safety issue, because those of you who said roller coaster is unsafe, here's that statistic and here's that research finding that you got to use when you're hanging out with the guys and one-upping them on trivia. Because according to some research that happened last year, 2011, more people are killed each year by vending machines. Matter of fact, last year, 13 people died, resulting from the machines actually falling over on them. More people die each year from vending machines than die on roller coasters. So, you know, there we go. And I know that this statistic is going to start all kinds of conversations. But anyway, use that when you're hanging out with the guys. But when we look at the nature of the two amusement park favorites, one is fast with just patches of slow stretches. I mean, it is a track filled with twists and turns, bends, loops, high hills, low valleys. I mean, it provides surprises around every single corner. It sometimes leaves us completely breathless, but usually leaves us wanting more. And despite the fear that many feel toward it, brings us safely back into the station every time. Now, The other ride, slow, methodical, predictable, safe, never ventures out of its circular path, which, of course, is not all that bad, as it allows its riders to wave at the same people at least 10 times every ride. But, of course, except for the random instance where somebody has a difficulty getting either on or off the horse, I mean, come on, you can laugh, it's okay. A ride on a carousel is rather uneventful. Now, if I ask you the question, which ride and its description more resembles the life of a follower of Christ, which would you choose? Now, before you answer, I want to make sure that you understand the question. As followers of Christ, we are called to live a life of faith-filled, reckless abandonment of our own wills, plans, dreams, logic, security, abilities, control, future. And despite our fear, we are to abandon those to the one who knit us together in our mother's womb, who ordained our days before one of them ever came to be, who hung on a cross and bore the sins of humanity, past, present, and future, so that those who believe in him may have eternal life, and who said, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. Now, I don't know about you, but I can say with absolute certainty that it would be very difficult to find any person who has answered God's call from the beginning of time until now whose life was more like a ride on a carousel than on a roller coaster. So I ask you again, which ride and its description more resembles the life of a follower of Christ? Now, here's the other question. Which ride best describes your life? All right, for those who love carousels, please know that I'm not slighting you or making fun of you in any way. As a matter of fact, listen, okay, I know. I'm not making fun of your desire to simulate nailing one foot to the floor and walking a marathon. I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist because as I stated earlier, my beautiful wife loves carousels, and I ride one every chance I get because I get to ride it with her. She can't ride roller coasters. But I'm also not insinuating that an affection for carousels or for roller coasters, for that matter, correlate directly with a person's walk with Christ. I'm simply using the nature of the two, theme park stalwarts as a basis for comparison that we can use in assessing our own walk with Christ. Listen, not everybody likes roller coasters, but I believe in my heart that if we would truly reflect on the times that we stepped out in complete faith against all logic, against all rational thinking, against perhaps even the urgings of those who are closest to us to follow God's calling, his prompting, his whisper, our experience was less like a slow, circular ride on a stationary horse and more like flying up and down hills of steel at breakneck speeds where it was hard to distinguish fear from exhilaration, yet was absolutely comforted by a confidence and assurance that the train we were on would remain securely attached to the track despite the hairpin turns that sparked frequent thoughts to the contrary. Because you know what? The confidence was not in man-made machines. Our confidence, our assurance was and still is in Jesus Christ. There comes a time in the show, every single show, that they want to give people the opportunity to surrender their life to Jesus Christ. I know that there are some of you out there who say, Jeff, I don't have a relationship with Christ, and my life has been all over the place, and my life is more like that roller coaster, but less with God at the helm and more just the world there. But I feel him tugging at my heart, and I wanna make that decision to relinquish who I am, to just give reckless abandonment to my goals and dreams and give my life completely to him. I want him to be the Lord of my life. If that's you, we can take care of that right now. There are others out there who say, Jeff, you know what? I've had a relationship with Christ, but I've been leaning more toward the carousel than the roller coaster. In fact, if I'm really honest, I haven't been to the amusement park in a long time, but I'm ready to get back on the ride. I'm ready to get back and give my life to him and allow him to put me on that ride and take me up the hill and down into the valleys, but give him complete control again of my life. If either of those are you, would you pray with me right now? Father God, thank you for loving me. Lord, thank you for your unconditional love and forgiveness. God, I pray that you would forgive me of my sins. God, I surrender my life to you. Please be the Lord of my life. I want to spend forever in heaven with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, I can't wait to hang out next week. And well, we're going to be ring tossing it, knocking over those lead bottles with those bean bags. We're going to be shooting some hoop. That's right. We're going to be talking carnival games. You know it's a love-hate relationship, but it's all about the love here, and that's Christ's love. Hey, until next week, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio. I'm feeling everything's about Hello, Servant Warrior Nation, Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up.